Chapter 2, A Teacher Come from God, The Mission, Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to explain the functions of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in teaching. Identify Jesus Christ as the greatest teacher, the example for all to follow. Identify personality qualities that should be evident in the life of a teacher. Explain the mission of Jesus as a teacher come from God. Summarize where, when, and who Jesus taught. Give a biblical reference which confirms we are sent by Jesus as he was sent by God. Identify your mission as a teacher come from God. A Teacher Come from God, The Mission. John 3, verse 2. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Divine Agents in Teaching. Biblical teaching is empowered by divine agents. This means that there are spiritual powers behind such teaching. It is not just the teaching of a man. The divine agents of biblical teaching are God the Father, the Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. God the Father. You learned in the last chapter that it is God who sets believers in the church with the spiritual gift and office of teaching. Ephesians 4, verse 11. In biblical teaching, the subject that is taught God's Word. You will learn more about this in the next chapter as you study the message of the teacher come from God. It is God the Father who sent Jesus Christ to earth to teach us about himself and to provide salvation for all mankind. John 3, 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, God's Son, is the greatest spiritual teacher of all times. Jesus was sent to earth by God the Father. John 3, 2. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Since Jesus was sent to earth as a teacher representing God, he is the example for biblical teachers to follow. Jesus is the one who sends believers to the world as teachers. John 20, 21. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. Matthew 28, 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. The Holy Spirit. When Jesus returned to heaven following his death and resurrection, the Holy Spirit was sent by God to be the resident teacher in believers. The Holy Spirit dwells within your spirit and teaches you the things of God. John 14, 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Additional functions of the Holy Spirit in teaching are revealed in the following passages. The Holy Spirit gives instruction in all things Jesus taught, John 14, 26. Helps you remember what you learn, John 14, 26. Guides you into all truth, John 16, 13. Declares, announces future events in God's plan, John 16, 13. Reveals the deep things of God, 1 Corinthians 2:10. Is the wisdom behind biblical teaching, 1 Corinthians 2:13. Teaches you what to say in crisis situations, Luke 12, 12. Anoints you to teach and minister, Luke 4:18, 1 John 2:27, enables prayer for students, Romans 8:26. The Holy Spirit is also at work in the lives of those you teach. As you teach, the Holy Spirit is a spiritual power that convicts sinners and causes them to respond to the gospel message, John 16, 7-11. The Holy Spirit reveals the Lord Jesus Christ to them, John 16:14. The Holy Spirit leads them into the born-again experience, John 3, 5, 6, and 8. He will lead them to life in the Spirit instead of the flesh, Galatians 5:16. He will witness to their hearts the truths of God's Word, Acts 5:29 and 32. The Master Teacher. Jesus is the example for Christian teachers to follow. He is a model for biblical teaching. Because of this, it is important to learn all you can about him as teacher. First, let us look at the qualities in the life of Jesus that should be evident in the lives of Christian teachers. Fruit of the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Holy Spirit was evident in the life of Jesus. Spiritual fruit refers to the positive qualities the Holy Spirit wants to develop in the lives of all believers. Galatians 5:22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Read through the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and note how each of these qualities were evident in the life of Jesus. Each Spirit-filled teacher of God's Word should also have these same qualities. It is spiritual fruit, not gifts, that are the true test of ministry. Matthew 12:23, and all the people were amazed and said, "Is not this the Son of David?" Attitudes of Jesus. In addition to spiritual fruit, Jesus also was a model of proper attitudes that should be evident in the lives of teachers of God's Word. The following scriptures illustrate these attitudes. Jesus had great compassion for people and their needs. Matthew 15:32. Mark 1:32-35, Mark 8:2-3, Luke 10:54-56, and Luke 19:41. This compassion led him to intercession for those he taught, Matthew 11:21-24, Matthew 23:37-39. This resulted in concern for the Father's business, Luke 2:49, Luke 4:43, John 4:34, and John 9:4. Jesus had an attitude of no condemnation towards those he taught, Mark 2:17, and John 8:1-11. He accepted people where they were and then led them to the level of faith where they should be. He did not condemn Thomas when he doubted, John 20:24-29. He did not condemn the ruler who felt it necessary that Jesus come to his house to pray for his daughter, Matthew 9:18-26, although it had already been shown this was not necessary, Matthew 8:15. Matthew 8:5-13. Although Jesus did not condemn, he was uncompromising with sin. This means he did not in any way approve of it or overlook it. Matthew 11:21-24, Matthew 15:3-9, Matthew 12:12-13, Mark 10:17, Luke 5:31-32, Luke 19:45-46. Jesus demonstrated a trust in God for the impossible, Mark 10:17, Mark 11:22-24, Luke 18:27. He demonstrated boldness and authority in his teaching, Matthew 21:23-27, Mark 8:38, Mark 11:24-33, Luke 5:24. Most important, he had a servant's attitude toward those to whom he ministered, Matthew 20:25-28, Matthew 23:2-11, Mark 10:42-45, Luke 22:25-27. The mission of the Master. When we speak of the mission of Jesus, we refer to the following: why Jesus taught, when and where he taught, who he taught, what he taught, how he taught. Let us examine why, when, where, and who Jesus taught. Following chapters will focus on the message, the what, and the methods, how, of his mission. Why he taught. Jesus taught because he was commissioned by God to do so. The mission, reason, or purpose of Jesus is summarized in the following scriptures. Matthew 5:17. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Matthew 9:13. I am not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. Matthew 10:34. Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. I am not come to send peace, but a sword. Jesus meant his message would cause division. Some would accept it, and some would not. Matthew 15:24. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Matthew 18:11. For the Son of Man is come to save that which is lost. Mark 2:17. I am not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. Mark 1:38. Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, for therefore I came forth. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Luke 24:46-48. And said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are my witnesses of these things. John 4:34. Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. John 6:38. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. John 18:37. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. John 12:46. I am come a light unto the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. John 8:38. I speak that which I have seen with my Father. John 10:10. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. When and where he taught. Jesus taught on the Sabbath, Mark 1:21. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway unto the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. See also Luke 4:31, Luke 6:6, Luke 13:10. Jesus taught daily, Luke 19:47. And he taught daily in the temple. He taught in the cities and villages, Mark 1:38. Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, for therefore I came forth. Matthew 9:35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages teaching. See also Matthew 11:1, Mark 1:38, Mark 6:6, Luke 13:22. He taught in the centers of religious worship, Matthew 4:23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues. See also Matthew 13:54, Mark 1:26, Mark 6:2, Luke 4:15, Luke 6:6, Luke 13:10, John 6:59, John 18:20. Matthew 21:23, And when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching. See also Matthew 26:55, Mark 12:35, Mark 14:49, Luke 19:47, Luke 20:21, Luke 21:37, John 17:14, John 7:28, John 8:2, John 8:20. He taught anywhere and everywhere, Mark 2:13, And he went forth again by the seaside, and all the multitude resorted unto him, and he taught them. See also Mark 4:1, Mark 10:1, Luke 5:3. Who he taught? Jesus taught crowds of people, Matthew 5:1 2. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying. Jesus taught individuals. See John 3 and 4 for further study. Jesus taught men and women in all levels of society. He taught the rich, Mark 10:17 to 22. He taught the poor, Luke 4:18. He taught all levels of society. The Samaritan woman was of a lower class, John chapter 4. Nicodemus was a ruler and a member of the upper class, John 3. He taught those of his own race, Matthew 15:24. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Luke 23:5. Teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place. He taught those of other races. See John 4, where Jesus taught the Samaritan woman. He taught religious leaders. Luke 5:17. And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. He taught all ages. He taught young rulers in Mark 10:17 to 22, and a man who waited 38 years for a miracle, John 5:1 to 16. His teaching mission was to the whole world, people from every culture, tribe, and tongue. Luke 4:43, and he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. Jesus gave special teaching to his disciples, Mark 4:2, and he taught them many things by parables and said unto them in his doctrine, Matthew 13:36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. Jesus taught special lessons to his disciples because they were the men he was training for leadership in the church. Sometimes Jesus combined groups and taught them together. See Luke 15:1 to 17. So send I you. Jesus made an important statement concerning his followers, which applies true to all believers. John 20:21, As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. This means believers are sent into the world with the same mission as Jesus. Like Jesus, we are teachers, come from God. We can briefly summarize our mission in teaching by this statement. As the Father sent Jesus, so are we sent to accomplish similar purposes. His mission is our mission. Since we have the same mission as Jesus, we should follow his example in who, where, and when we teach. Our mission is to all people, anywhere, anytime. We must also allow God to develop spiritual qualities in our lives like those of Jesus.